WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Now, I'm not talking about some fancy new tech gadget or a secret government program here. This is about rewiring your brain for happiness and success, one thought at a time. And trust me, that's something we all need a little more of in today's world, right? Between the endless news cycle, social media pressure, and just life getting in the way sometimes, it's easy to feel like our minds are stuck on repeat with negative thoughts. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help you break free from those mental ruts and unlock your true potential? It's called positive affirmations. Yep, you heard right. Repeating positive statements about yourself and your life might sound cheesy at first, but it's seriously powerful stuff. Think of it like this. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, would you? We deserve that same kindness and encouragement. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you harness the power of positive affirmations and become your own personal hype squad. First off, be specific. Vague statements like, I'm happy, just don't cut it. Get granular and say things like, I am confident in my abilities to tackle this project, or I am attracting success and abundance into my life. The more specific you are, the more your brain can actually latch on to those positive messages. Secondly, make them personal. Don't just steal affirmations from a book or website. Find what resonates with you on a deep level. If there's something you struggle with, create an affirmation that addresses it directly. Maybe it's something like, I am worthy of love and respect, or I release any self-doubt and embrace my inner strength. Number 3. Feel the feeling. This isn't just about saying the words. You gotta really believe them. Picture yourself already living those positive affirmations. Imagine how it feels to achieve your goals, to radiate confidence, to be surrounded by love and support. That emotional connection is what truly makes a difference. Fourthly, repeat, repeat, repeat. Just like any muscle, your brain needs consistent training. Make affirmations part of your daily routine. Write them down. Say them out loud in the mirror. Whisper them to yourself before bed. Find what works for you. The more you repeat them, the more ingrained they become in your subconscious mind. And finally, be patient. This isn't a magic switch that flips overnight. Changing your mindset takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results immediately. Just keep at it. Trust the process and celebrate every small victory along the way. Think about that time when you were super stressed about an important presentation and maybe you felt your heart racing, your palms sweating, or your mind spinning with doubts. But what if, instead of spiraling into negativity, you'd paused for a moment and said something like, I am calm and collected. I know my material inside and out. I am confident in delivering a powerful presentation. Now imagine how that shift in mindset might have impacted your performance. You see, positive affirmations aren't about denying reality. They're about choosing how you react to it. They empower you to take control of your thoughts and emotions, turning those negative spirals into positive momentum. So, remember, everyone has the power to rewrite their own story. Start by planting those seeds of positivity with affirmations that resonate with you. Make them specific, personal and heartfelt. Feel the emotion behind each word. Repeat them daily, and most importantly, be patient with yourself. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite positive affirmation? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a favor and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread some positivity out there, one affirmation at a time. See you on the next episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.